So when you're in the hospital, you know the doctors and nurses are there to help. But have you ever noticed the person who comes in to take out the trash? That person can play an important role in keeping you healthy too, possibly even saving your life. Reporter Michelle Faust from Side Effects Public Media reports from a hospital in Rochester, New York.
How many steps go into preparing a hospital room before it's ready for a new patient? During a recent visit to Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester, New York, I lost count.
This is the bleach chemical wipes. That's what we use to disinfect the area, the high-touch surfaces, the bed and stuff.
It starts with Gianna Hibbert, scrubbing, wiping, disinfecting, sweeping and mopping a hospital room after a patient with C. diff is discharged.
And it leaves with a beautiful shine.
C. diff, or Clostridium difficile, is a bacterial infection in the intestines. Simply put, it causes diarrhea. Gross, I know. But in the most severe cases, it can be life-threatening. The latest national statistics show 500,000 cases a year, resulting in 15,000 deaths. Many of those cases are caught in hospitals. And cleaning up after infected patients takes special effort. C. diff spores have a protective shell that makes them hard to clean.
You have to scrub like you're really scrubbing a plate that has spaghetti sauce on it to get rid of it.
Dr. Hingwa Dimyati is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Rochester's four hospitals have agreed to use a shared, scientifically proven cleaning process. The hospital's efforts also include diagnosing the disease sooner and limiting the use of antibiotics that destroy the good bacteria that can fight off the C. diff growth.
We share rates of our infection. We share compliance with cleaning. So you could see your rate compared to the other hospital, and that's the competition really drives improvement.
This collaborative approach has paid off. From 2011 through 2015, they saw a 36% decrease in C. diff infections. Back in our hospital room, after Hibbert gives everything a good scrub down, we're ready for testing.
Now the test swabs have a small
staff trainer Chris Lapple checks the room for organic matter using a handheld electronic device. If it's not clean enough, Hibbert will have to scrub again. Lapple swabs four places in the room, including the computer keyboard and mouse.
All right, so now we're going to measure the mouse. We're going to see again how she did with that. 23. She did perfect again.
It's team leader Danielle Scott's turn. She does a visual check of the room, for example, looking at the overbed table.
So this is like another hot bed action spot. So you just give it a good check down here. There could be drops there or anything. You check under. It's really good.
After reviewing the room, it's time for sterilization. Scott brings in a machine that blasts UV light from a 5-foot-tall column. The robot-like RD9 is her workplace companion.
It's with me a lot. I do it a lot. I say her or she or my friend or...
Scott's friend gets a lot of attention, especially from kids in the hospital. She likes to explain the machine to them.
I will tell you it's clean. It gets rid of all the nasty hidden germs in the room so that you won't get sick.
When Scott finishes, the room is ready. The whole process took four people an hour and a half. Dr. Dimyati says the environmental services team may have saved the next patient's life.
Your role is as important as a nurse and as a doctor, because you are capable of preventing infection. You're able to prevent harm. So before, no one really paid attention to environmental service, but now they're kind of at the same level as everyone else.
Since all the hospitals in the city now clean in the same way, they make sure they're not sending sick patients from one hospital to another. Michelle Faust, Side Effects Public Media.